So let's review. The Gemara cites a brayse, the Tan Rabban, Nischalfo like kelim bekelim beveisa omen, hareze yishtamish ben ad sheyava halav yitel eshaloi. If someone gave his garment to an omen for a pair, and the omen returned him another person's garment, he may wear the garment until its owner retrieves it. V'lo haveshel shlemidas. Although one may not use someone else's item without his knowledge and permission, the Gemara explains that in this case it's permitted because Adam asu loimelo umen machor li talisi. We assume that the owner of the garment instructed the umen to sell it, but the umen accidentally sold this person's garment. Therefore, nasn li talizu midas hachayavsa lo yashaloi. The umen intentionally gave him the other garment to use until he recovers his garment. This is considered using it with the owner's permission. However, the Gemara makes the following two distinctions in qualifying the above ruling of Hareza Yishtamish Ben. Loi Shanu Elohu, Aval Ishtei Bon of Loi. Only if the Uman himself gave him the wrong garment, he may use it because we assume Midas Nasan Loi. But if the Uman's wife or son gave him the garment, he may not use it because Ikalamem Mitatai. They may have simply erred and he is a Shalish Le Midas. Vahu Nami Loi Marin El Da Amaloi Talis Tam, Aval Talis Cha Loi. Only if the Uman told him to take the garment, but did not specify your garment, he may use it because, as the Rashbam explains, the Uman deliberately did not state your garment because he knew that it belongs to someone else, and midas nasan lay. But if the Uman did specify your garment, he may not use it because hailav talis didehu. It's obvious that the Uman erred, and since this is not his garment. The Brisa continues. If two people mixed up their garments at the mourner's home or at a wedding celebration, one may not wear the other person's garment because the garment was given to him without the owner's knowledge, and one may not wear someone else's garment without his permission. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion between Abaye and Ravi regarding the dishonest tactics of Ramoy de Pumbedisa, the deceitful craftsmen of Pumbedisa would steal garments given to them for repair, claiming them as payment for a debt. Abaye describes the scenario. Omalei havli sarbaloi. If the owner says, give me my garment, the Uman responds, lohayid var mi'aylam, I never accepted your garment. And even if the owner claims, ho isli sahavi dechazyu gabach, I have witnesses who saw the garment in your possession, the Uman responds, Hahu achrina haba, they saw someone else's garment but not yours. And if the owner requests, Afkinu v'nachzinu, show me the garment to confirm that it's not mine, the Uman responds, Ivra loy mafiknale, I'm not permitted to show you someone else's garment. And as the Rashbam explains, Zeu haramoyis tishaloy l'shim shemayim miskaven ele lignav es talis chaveir miskaven. This is deceitful, as the Uman's intentions are not sincere. He refuses to show the garment only because he intends to steal it. Rava, however, said, Shapa Karmalei, Roy Tanya. The Uman is permitted to say so because only if the witnesses are sure that it is the claimant's garment in the Uman's possession, he's not believed. But here the Edom are not sure whether the garment belongs to the claimant or not. Ravashi says, V'ichach ha-mashvi lei ra, if the owner is clever, he can convince the Uman to show him the garment before Edom as follows. The owner tells him, Amai tafis eslei, la mishom de islach gaboi? You are withholding my garment because I owe you money. If so, hashta afkinu b'shaminu shokol adidach v'eshkel anodidi. Show me the garment so that we can assess its value and you will collect your money and I will take the rest. And as the Rashbam explains, kimin shi'irohu yochol etziyu mimenu de uman in l'chazaka heicha dera. Once the Uman shows the garment, the owner can extract the whole garment from him, because when Edom see the owner's garment in the Uman's possession, the Uman is not believed to claim, Lekuchi hi biyadi, I bought it, because he has no migui, as you cannot claim, Echazartiv loch, I already returned it to you. However, if the Uman is equally clever, he responds, Lo tzrichno l'shum adidach kfar shemu kamoy de kamoch. I do not need you to assess the garment's value, as others have already assessed it. The Gemara continues with the Mishnah and Daf Mem Beis. Harisin Elam Chazaka. If a sharecropper took all the produce of the entire field for 3 consecutive years, it is not proof that he bought the field, because as the Gemara explains, the Mishnah refers to Ba'arisei Batei Avos, a family of sharecroppers who have worked in this field for many generations, and they are accustomed to take all the produce for 3 or more years at a time, and afterward the owner takes all the produce for the same amount of time. Therefore the owner can claim La'arisei is a relative, he's merely a sharecropper and therefore I did not make a macha. However, as the Rashbam explains, Sha'ar Arisin Yeshlan Chazaka. If a standard sharecrop who usually gets a percentage of the produce each year, and now he took all the produce for 3 consecutive years, this is proof that he bought the field and the owner cannot claim La'arisei Seradativ because Ada Idna Palga Fahashtakula. This is unusual and the owner should have made a mecha. Rav Nachman says, Aris shahayrid arisin tacht of yeshle chazaka. If the Aris hired workers to do all the work instead of him, this is proof that he bought the entire field. Because le'avid inish denachzi arisi la'ari v'shasik. If the Aris did not buy the field, the owner would certainly object to strange workers possibly ruining his field, and they should have made him a cha. However, Aris shachalik la'arisin ein le'chazaka. If the Aris hired workers to work together with him, this is not proof that he bought the field, because ema harmanya ba'al meshabyu. The owner does not mind the Aris taking on extra help, as he will ensure that they won't ruin the field, and therefore he did not make a macha. The Gemara proceeds with a question regarding Aris meyid or ena meyid, whether an Aris can testify on behalf of the owner that the field belongs to him. Shmuel says Aris meyid. The Aris can testify for the owner, while the Braisa states Aris ena meyid. The Aris cannot testify for the owner. And the Gemara reconciles the two. Hadik apir ba'ara ena meyid. If the owner owes the Aris produce, the Aris cannot testify because he is negei ba'edus. He benefits from his testimony in that he will receive his share, because if he does not testify and the third party wins the field, he will not receive his share. Ha deleka peir ba'ara meyid. If the owner does not owe the Aris any produce, the Aris can testify because he does not benefit from his testimony. Even if the third party wins the field and the result the Aris loses his job, the Aris can always find work in another field.